because we don't know much about him, and he doesn't share his secrets with us. So Judaism is basically a matter of halacha. It's a matter of dealing with mitzvahs and dealing with human beings. You'll go through the entire Talmud, you will find very little what can be called theology, of what can be called theology. It's almost non-existent. And not only that, there are wide divergences in opinion as to what Jewish theology is. For instance, our quarrel with Reform and Conservative Judaism is not a theological quarrel. It's simply a quarrel regarding the non-acceptance of halacha as being the basic rules by which the game is played. But in matters of theology, it's very hard for us to come to any definitive statements. There's a famous aphorism from Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch, in which he said in the 1850s, he said that the difference between Judaism and Christianity is that Christianity is a religion invented by man to describe God, and Judaism is a religion invented by God to describe man. It's a little glib, but it does state the point. The point is, as the Talmud says regarding the verse in the prophet Jeremiah, so the Novi says, Osi Ozvu, they have forsaken me. So the Talmud comments, Halavai Osi Ozvu. It's okay, I mean, I don't care that they don't talk about me. Vitorosi Shomoru, as long as they observe the Torah, as long as they are decent human beings, as long as they are doing the 613 mitzvahs, I don't care that they don't have a course about God. In fact, it's better off. I think we're far better off not knowing about God. God gives us a headache. We can't understand them anyway. So therefore, until the time of the Rambam, even though there were Jewish philosophical works, such as the Book of Beliefs and Opinion, the Amunos Videos of Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon that we discussed, and other Jewish philosophic works, there was really no theology of Judaism. The Rambam came and invented a theology of Judaism. He felt it was necessary. He felt it was necessary because of the competition from the Christians. The Christians are muscle-bound. I mean, they're dogmatic. They are, especially medieval Christianity, is just tied up in knots in theology. And the Muslims also did that. And the Jews felt lonely, forsaken, that they did not have such a set of beliefs. Therefore, for instance, the 13 principles of faith, which are known to us, the Ani Mamins, I believe in perfect faith, and that pious Jews recite after the morning prayers, that is taken from the introduction, one of the introductions of the Rambam in his Pirush HaMishnayos. And the Rambam came and said, there are these 13 principles of faith. For the next 2-3 centuries, there would be strong dispute whether those were actually the 13 principles of faith or not.